You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. Time magazine wrote about Europe's dirty secret in 1999 and 2008. And what is that dirty secret of Europe's that this world needs to understand? When we talk about nuclear bombs and nations that have nuclear bombs, we, in Europe anyhow, we talk about Britain and France. But there are other nations, six other nations, that have nuclear bombs that were, they're actually technically belong to America. Six other nations. Now, those arrangements and agreements were made during the Cold War that we had with Russia, but are those bombs still necessary today? Do we feel like we need to have all of those bombs in Europe in certain nations that have been our enemy nations in the past? There are 350 thermonuclear bombs in Europe, in those six nations, that belong to the United States of America. Now, if you take 350 nuclear bombs, you could destroy the whole world with that many bombs. And yes, yet that is how many we have given to these six different nations. And the question is, does the United States really have control over those bombs? As Time magazine said, they technically belong to us, but do they in reality? And I think we need to ponder that some of those nations that have those bombs were our worst enemies in World War II. So just how dangerous is that perspective in this problem that we're facing here? Now, there is good news here, and thankfully we can look to that and absolutely know that it's going to be fulfilled. There is a conclusion to this that's going to destroy those bombs and those evil influences on this earth forever. When Jesus Christ returns to this earth, and he is going to be the conclusion to this problem. So that we have a lot to be thankful about, and you can prove what I'm saying to you. I'm not asking you to just believe some pie-in-the-sky dream, but I'm telling you, you can prove from your Bible that this is true. And we've been doing it for years, and we'll be happy to show you from your own Bible how you can do that. Notice what Time magazine wrote in 1999. What to do about Europe's secret nukes? Time wrote on December 2, 2009. Here's what they wrote. 20 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Dutch, Belgian, Italian, and German pilots remain ready to engage in nuclear war. Germany and Italy, our worst enemies in World War II, are ready to commit to nuclear war with bombs from their own country, which belong, of course, to the U.S. Notice this from the website, April 24, 1999, of NATO. NATO described the characteristics of the nuclear forces based in Europe. And here's what they say on their website. Nuclear forces based in Europe and committed to NATO, NATO being that military arrangement that America has with Europe to protect what is called the West, to NATO provide an essential political and military link between the European and the North American members of the alliance. The alliance will therefore maintain adequate nuclear forces in Europe. April 24, 1999. That part of it is. So we have, the U.S. is a member of NATO, and so we have, we're allied with the European nations, NATO and Europe together, protecting themselves from mostly, I think, from the Soviet Union, but now there are more and more enemies coming onto the world scene. But if you think about the potential debacle that is here, it's just mind-staggering that those weapons could be turned on us. There's not a thing in the world to stand in the way of those nations just taking over those bombs and using them in whichever area they want to use them in. Now, this is something that is downright frightening if you think about it for very long. And I'll tell you what the U.S. is doing is absolutely condemned by the Bible, because it's a matter of trusting in others rather than trusting in God. And America has designed those bombs to be used in planes of the host country. They designed them that way. Notice what Time magazine wrote. This is about an earlier Time article written by Eben Harrell, and this one in 2008, June 19th. Here's what he wrote. Although technically owned by the U.S., nuclear bombs stored at NATO bases are designed to be delivered by planes from the host country. They were designed by America to be used by the planes of those nations. They really may not be too appropriate for other planes and other methods of delivery. But what if Germany, who was our arch enemy in World War I and World War II, what if they turned against us? And what you see in Bible prophecy is very shocking. But technically, these bombs belong to us. One more comment here from Time. Here's another part of what they wrote. Is Italy capable of delivering a thermonuclear strike? Germany's Air Force couldn't possibly be training to deliver bombs 13 times more powerful than the one that destroyed Hiroshima, could it? That is in World War II. See, it's Europe's dirty secret, they say. Nuclear bombs are stored on the Air Force bases in Italy, Belgium, Germany, and Netherlands, and planes from each of those countries are capable of delivering them. Now, again, if you want to trust in Germany, well, history doesn't indicate that's what you ought to do, but just the reverse. And Germany, frankly, even has bases here in America to complicate that problem even more. And have we forgotten that Mussolini and Italy, what they did in World War II and how they were very much against America and Britain and the Jewish nation in the Middle East? And if you look at Germany and Italy combined, they are the heart of what is called the Holy Roman Empire, which has had six heads rise up and cause bloodshed on this earth like it's never experienced and has never been inflicted so badly and so in such a bloody way as has this Holy Roman Empire. Italy was allied with Germany in just World War II. Recently, the last big world war we had, they were allied with Germany against America and Britain. And that, of course, was the sixth head of the Holy Roman Empire, church, state combined. So I have written an article, and we're going to make it available to you, to show you that the Holy Roman Empire has officially begun again. The seventh and last head has been formed. And that's why, see, the seventh one is the last one. And that's why I said this is really good news, because it's all concluded by the second coming of Jesus Christ, and I'm talking about the Holy Roman Empire that's on the scene right now, it's tied directly to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, the U.S. ambassador recently called Germany our most important ally. And yet God talks about your lovers. And I tell you, if you think about that, it is a just horrors upon top of horrors. If you really, really do think about it. Now, does the U.S. ambassador recently calling Germany our most important ally, does that make it so? No, it doesn't. Not according to Bible prophecy. Not at all. Now, here we've had alliances with Britain in World War I and World War II, and they've always been our most important ally. But now, this U.S. ambassador said, why, Germany is our most important ally. Our enemy in World War I and World War II, and they tried very hard to destroy America and what it stood for, and Britain. And now they have nuclear bombs that belong to the United States of America. Now, what is going to prevent them from using them against us, let's say, if they wanted to? This is a dangerous game. Well, it's not a game. It's a dangerous decision to in foreign policy to do such a thing. Very dangerous indeed. And I'll tell you, God has a strong view about that when you start cozying up to people whom God calls your lovers. And it's a matter of trust, too, because, well, are you trusting God? Are you trusting a nation to sort of protect you? Well, that's what it's about. Notice Ezekiel 23 in verse 8. Well, we'll start in verse 9. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians upon whom she doted. Now, this is from the book of Ezekiel. It's an end-time book. We have a booklet about that book, and it tells you who those Assyrians are. Who are they? Who are those Assyrians? Well, verse 12, she doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains, and rulers, a very militaristic country, clothed most generously, horsemen riding upon horses, and all of them desirable young men, or those soldiers that just look so strong militarily. And that's our most important ally, perhaps, if you understand Bible prophecy. And God says, but that's not really the big issue necessarily. He says it's because in verse 35, you have forgotten me. You've forgotten God. That's the problem. And we put human beings ahead of God. You can go on to see in verses 16, 17, it says, as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them and sent messengers unto them, and to Chaldea, and the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. Would you say our mind is alienated from the Germans the way it was in World War I and World War II? Well, I'd say it was. And this is talking about, this whole chapter is talking about the Jews and the 10 tribes of Israel. At that time, they had separated. But if you look at Hosea 5, and it tells you that Britain and the Jews go to Assyria. Now, in this prophecy here, it's talking about a superpower that's crawled in the bed of love with a Gentile nation. And some of that is explained in our Nahum booklet. But the Babylonians, that modern Babylonian system, is the Holy Roman Empire. The Chaldeans, it's called in the Old Testament. It's all that old Babylonian system. And it has been resurrected in this end time. And it's going to do a lot of destruction. Notice what I wrote in this article on the Holy Roman Empire's back. And we'll send you a copy of this. But here's what I wrote. The Holy Roman Empire became official January the 1st, 2010. That's just the core of that always is Germany and Italy, and it has been almost every time. On that date, the European Union implemented its diplomatic service and appointed other officials that made the Holy Roman Empire official. Now they've already begun to build their own military, which is destined to become a world-shaking superpower. And that European Union is absolutely domineered by Germany. And Otto von Habsburg, a recent member of the European Parliament, said this: "The European community is living largely by the heritage of the Holy Roman Empire, though the great majority of the people who live by it don't know by what heritage they live. They don't even know that they're living and being a part of the Holy Roman Empire. But they're going to know it. They're going to know it very soon because they have a constitution that's not really democratic, as the Holy Roman Empire never has been and never will be, but it's about to end forever." Habsburg also said, "We possess a European symbol which belongs to all nations of Europe equally. This is the crown of the Holy Roman Empire, which embodies the tradition of Charlemagne." And do you remember at the end of World War II when there was a document presented by Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt, where they said they would never allow Germany to arm itself again? Well, why would they do that? Well, because of the history of Germany's warfare. Something we need to think about. And they also clearly planned, and you'll see that from the material we'll send you, that they, right at the end of World War II, they knew they were going to lose the war, and so they began to prepare an underground, and these major corporations like Messerschmitt Volkswagen Works were committed to hiring some of those top Nazi officials so that they could continue that in this underground to plan for World War III. Now that's all documented in the 90s. That was declassified. They kept it classified for 50 years to our shame. And now it has been declassified. And as one Elon Steinberg of the World Jewish Congress said, the central question is whether it has been carried out. And let me tell you, we have shown repeatedly that it has been carried out. Any one of these countries that have those bombs could use them against the U.S. by force. Any one of them. And what if we wrecked our economy? And the way we're going, it certainly looks like that could happen, doesn't it, to you? With our $17 trillion debt, which is putting the nation at risk, because the experts say we've never, ever borrowed that much money before. And we don't know for sure what's going to happen. We have no example there to follow. That's pretty scary when they begin to talk like that. But what if we got into a bad economy and decided, well, maybe we even needed to sell those bombs just to survive? You think about it, 350 nuclear bombs in six little countries in Europe. And maybe not so little, as far as their power is concerned, with enough nuclear bombs to destroy the world. What kind of a world is this we live in, where these bombs have just been proliferated all over the world? How can we ever deal with this problem? How can we ever solve it? It gets worse by the month, not better. Now it should have been, you'd think it should have been stopped, that program of giving those bombs to those nations when the Cold War ended, but that didn't happen. And those countries could certainly take control of them anytime that they wanted to. I have one more quote I can give you from the Bible about that, our lovers. And I'll just tell you here what God says about it. He says that we're worse than a prostitute as far as our lovers are concerned. We're like a prostitute who pays the customer to come to her, which is very different. And that's how abominable God sees this. And you can read that in Ezekiel 16, verses 33 and 34. And I don't have time to turn there. But that's what the way God looks at Israel and their sins, the nations of Israel. And who are they? Well, we've been teaching who they are for many years in our booklet on our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy. And you can get a copy if you don't understand where the nations of Israel are. But now that, of course, the Cold War has been ended for over 25 years, really, and so it's that Time magazine article is somewhat outdated. But look, even in World War II, you have to remember what Germany and Italy caused. They caused the death of 50 million people by starting World War II. And now we have given them our nuclear bombs. Does that make any sense to you? And even Brian Connell and other writers will tell you, when we went in there to denazify Germany in World War II, that after 2 years we turned it over to the Germans to denazify themselves. I'll tell you, there's some history there that you need to understand, and I need to understand. We all need to understand. I'm not trying to be an alarmist here at all. I'm just trying to tell you the facts of what is happening in this world. Well, one other part of this I'll quickly give to you. The June 2008 article reported that four nations house an estimated 200 American B-61 thermonuclear gravity bombs. Harold said that in fact, quote, the U.S. keeps an estimated 350 thermonuclear bombs in six NATO countries, and another of which is Turkey. Well, what do you know? Turkey. And they're able to, then in times of conflict, they made an agreement they can use them. Now that... if that doesn't sober you, well, I don't know what it would take. I mean to tell you, listen, technically they belong to us, but do they really? And in times of conflict, well, they can go to war. You know something? That Turkey has been called by several people one of the most anti-Semitic countries in the world. They just publicly, Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, just publicly demonstrates his hate for the Jews all the time. Well, often anyhow. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. But he is a close friend with the Muslim Brotherhood, who are allied with Hamas, the terrorists in the Gaza Strip, and even closely allied with Iran, who's about to get the nuclear bomb and is the number one terrorist-sponsoring nation in the world. And this man has access to nuclear bombs made in the USA. And Israel is our number one ally in the Middle East, and Turkey has publicly demonstrated their hatred for them time and time again. We need to think about these problems, because it is something that is very, very serious. And there's a lot more to be taught about this, and I'll try to go into it even more in the future. But look, the good news is this, that Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, it says that Jesus Christ has to return, or there would be no flesh saved alive because of all those nuclear bombs, primarily. No flesh saved alive. He has to return, or there wouldn't be anybody left alive. but he's going to let us suffer a great deal to learn a lesson before he does return. But thank God, all of this is about to end forever, and we should have endless hope just in knowing that. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
For more information about today's program, request our free booklets, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, and our free reprint article, The Holy Roman Empire is Back. As you'll see from this free literature, Germany is once again the main power in Europe. You need to understand where the Bible says that power is leading. You need to prove to yourself from the Bible and other historical sources that modern-day Germany descended from the ancient Assyrians. Today's free literature will aid you with your historical and prophetic understanding of Germany and all of Europe. Germany's future has much to do with the future of America, Britain, and the Jewish nation of Israel in the Middle East. Make sure you're not caught off guard by future events in Europe. Request our free booklets, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, and our free reprint article, The Holy Roman Empire is Back. You'll also be sent a free subscription to our news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. Our current special issue focuses on the archaeological finds of Dr. Mazar. Her recent discoveries in Jerusalem have brought the history of Old Testament Israel to life. You won't want to miss this special issue of The Trumpet magazine. Also, visit us online at thetrumpet.com for daily columns and news analysis. All of our literature is free and will be sent to you with no cost or obligation. Operators are standing by to take your call. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com. If you would prefer to write for today's free literature, send your request to The Key of David, Post Office Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.